everybody, Matt Mentley here
with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is April 6, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to this Wisconsin Sports Show. All of your Wisconsin pro sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your Kohl's is free. Kohl's department stores, Herb Kohl, Kohler. Don't they also make stuff for like plumbing, toilets and stuff like that? Or is that Sheboygan? Or maybe it's the same. I don't know. I know Kohl's is a super important deal. Kohler Arts Center. It's around that area as well. So thanks for tuning in. We got Brewers coming up, and Bucks are wrapping up the regular season. No Packer talk as it's been weirdly quiet, and I pretty much got everything I wanted to in the last episode. I did post the wrong episode in the last slot in last Wednesday. I reposted the one before that. I don't have help here, folks. Okay, it's just moi. It's just little old me. I'm doing this simply because I have to. I don't know anywhere else. If I didn't have a microphone, there'd be 20 minutes of me just ranting about my teams just in the ether. Thanks. Thank you to Nick Kaufman giving me the heads up. Because again, I'm on my own and I didn't double check it. I usually do. And of course I didn't because I'm super busy. Speaking of which, let's get right to it. As I said, there's no Packer talk. It's heavy on the Bucks, but we are starting off with Brewers season preview. Oh, that's right. Take me out to that ball game Thursday. We are. I say we as in Brewers. We're officially the first game of the season here with the Cubbies tomorrow morning. Oh, I wish I was in Chicago for this one, but I am not. So enjoy yourself Thursday afternoon and the afternoon ball. It's just an indicator of summer. It's coming up. Not as big of a deal since I've been in Southern Cali, but it's still fun. It's still fun. Dodgers are getting going. It'll be great. So every now and again, I sneak in what are the national press saying about our team? And for the Brewers, kept an eye, you know, we got the preseason power rankings. We got who's going to do well list, who's going to do poorly, who's going to regress, who's going to get better, who's going to win the MVP, who's going to win the Cy Young, blah, blah, blah. Everyone pretty much has the Brewers ranked between 7 and 10 in the entire league. So they're at least on the upper third of the league here still, which again will get them a playoff berth in some capacity. Most folks are picking them to win the division again. I think, you know, Cardinals will always be scary. They'll always freak me out. They're always at the top. They're always a nuisance. But nobody else does. The Cubs have seemed to have completely dropped the ball on a World Series team that was it wasn't super that long ago. I don't know how Cubs fans feel about it, but damn, that most of those players are still playing at a high level. It was so weird. This isn't a Cubs podcast, and I don't give a shit about the Cubs. I only give a shit about the Cubs because they play the Brewers X however many times per year. So I'm not afraid of the Cubs, and it's really Cardinals. I mean, Reds, Pirates, all these teams, they seem to be just in a constant rebuild every year. And sometimes they'll pop up, sometimes they won't. I'm even not, am I missing somebody? No, it's 5 now. Is it 5 in each? Hey, if you're like me, you might barely remember the two division system that they had very, very early on. So yeah, it will be an easier division. That's why they're getting picked, of course. They're not in the NL West, which looks to be a slob knock. So 7-10, upper third of the league, because of their pitching, they will. And that's what I said last week. I'm excited to get into defensive baseball. Or at least, if I keep telling myself that, maybe one day I will actually feel it. So let's see here. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Think about the Brewers baseball, or think about some nice smelling, fresh cut ballpark grass. It smells good. Okay, so anything else on the Brewies? Let's see here. No, I don't think so. Four gamer against Chicago. That will take us Thursday through Sunday. Corbin Burns is, of course, getting the big start on Thursday, opening day. We'll have to wait a full week. We'll have to wait a full week, folks, to get to a Milwaukee Brewers home game at Miller Park. Since I don't get paid for this, and probably no one ever will pay me for this, I will never refer to it as Family American Insurance. Ever. No one should. Ever. It's something that announcers need to fucking say, because if they don't, they'll get in trouble by a sponsor, and it's fucking bullshit. So anyways, opening day at Miller Park. Miller Park was a sponsor too, but at least that made sense. Can we get a Harley Davidson stadium all up in here? Can we get a fucking, American Family Insurance. Name it the AFI. Whatever. Anyways, lame money grab bullshit that permeates in sports nowadays that turns people off of it. Okay, so anyways, we'll have to wait a full week. Next Thursday is the first game against the Cardinals. But an odd, Brewers got the Cubs, and then they have a three-gamer versus the Orioles. So I guess we're playing the AL East. I think that's how it works. And so, that'll be interesting. I guess interleague play in the second series, and they were one of the worst teams last year, so hopefully the Brewers can get off to a hot start. So there you go. We will be enjoying Euchre's voice in a matter of hours. All right, that's enough of the brew. Time for the Bucks. It is almost playoff time, final week of the regular season. Well, let's go through them. So since we left you, or more appropriately, since the podcast was released on Monday and I recorded it on fucking Wednesday. Let's go through these four games here. So it is, I'll go backwards a little bit. They won last night against the Bulls. So big win for them against Chicago. They seem to have the Chicago Bulls number, which is always good, especially for somebody who's in your conference like that, in your division. As well, I think. I love basketball, and I've been watching it. I've been paying attention to it, and I, honest to God, I have no clue who's in their division. in their division. I really don't. I can guess. I can assume. But, it's so worthless and dumb. They shouldn't even have divisions. It's just a way to separate them. The beauty of that Bulls game last night, too, was others were getting involved. It wasn't just Giannis. It was Brooke Lopez had a big game. Like, they were getting other people involved, and that's exactly what you want to see right before the playoffs here. Giannis is going to be Giannis, just like Jordan was Jordan. Yes, every now and again they'll have a 12-point game, but usually if you see 28 from Giannis, you're like, oh, he had a slightly down game or whatever. So I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the team, who is playing well, who is getting hot. The fact that Brooke got some good time in yesterday, made a bunch of shots, played well. We very rarely praise, especially after an injury where somebody's out for a long time, we rarely praise the team for how they handle it. We usually rip on them if somebody comes back too early or if they come back too late and still get injured. But it seems like the Bucks, along with Brooke Lopez, he has can make decisions here as well. They handled the injury perfectly. I mean, if this is how it's going to play out, where Brooke is healthy for the last month and a half of the season, that was great. That's as well as you could possibly play out that scenario. As we go down the list, I'm going to go through the playoff teams on the Eastern Conference side and go through who I'm scared of to who I'm not scared of. And one of the teams I'm not scared of is some, because the dude doesn't want to play basketball or something like that on a possible championship winning team. And we'll get there in a second. But yeah, it just seemed like they handled it perfectly. They were able to get minutes for other people. They were able to still obviously be one of the top teams in the league without their starting center, who is very, very good. Brook Lopez could start for any team in the league. So the fact that they played it perfectly. This is exactly where you want to be. Like, I was worried about Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton coming off the Olympics thing, coming off the playoffs also went deep last year. We got to remember that. Corona threw off the season last year. So we were watching championship games almost into the July 4th weekend. That's not going to happen. We were watching regular season games. I remember this specifically because the play-in games were around May 5th. They were around mid-May last year. So everything was a month later. Maybe we even did go past July 4th. Was it mid-July that the Bucks won the championship? Shit. Corona time, lockdown time it's tough to, it's like a puzzle and all the pieces are in different rooms. So whatever it was. So elongated, weird season that ended late last year. Chris and Jrue jump on the plane. They immediately go to the Olympics. You worry about, as focused as this team is and as much as I love them, you worry about just focus. You won the championship. Fucking the highest. You won pretty much the highest honor that you possibly could in that vocation that you have signed up for. So a little malaise would be understood, but they didn't. Brooke sits. Chris and Holiday struggle at the beginning of the year, probably because of the fatigue. But they played it perfectly. Here we are. Healthy. Pretty much the same team as last year, because we didn't have the great Ragu for last season either. DiVincenzo, he was gone. So at least we have a Ibaka in there to replace. So here we go. I am stoked to make another run. They have a good shot at repeating than anybody. Suns are playing really well. We'll go west when they get past the first round or something. But this is exciting. I mean, this is as good as this. They are postured as good as are possibly going to get going into the playoffs. So, Brook Lopez, you are the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Thank you. So, let's see here. Oh, the other games. I didn't go through all the games. I jumped around here. I hope you guys don't mind. So, went through the Bulls. They took them out. Good game there. Big win. Getting others going. Back-to-back losses to Dallas and the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, I've said it before and I've said it again. This team, especially the big three, they do not drink and party. They have families. They do charity work. They might go to church. I have no fucking clue. It's a team of rhythm and consistency. And dare I even say a little boringness, you know? That Dallas game was at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so around noon. Bucks don't like to play at noon. people who are regimented and sober people like to stick to a schedule. I swear to you, it helps them. It helps them not crack and get a beer. Like we, like, I mean, these people live in Wisconsin, they don't drink a beer. It's crazy. But being a fan of theirs, I don't give a shit. I want them to eat, sleep, drink basketball. They also have all pretty sweet lives with cool wives, it seems like. So whatever. But a noon game against Dallas after they just played on Friday night, I could have told you they were going to lose that one. They just don't. There was this quirk a couple years ago where Kirk Cousins would always lose or not cover the spread during a night game. And this is kind of where this theory is coming from. Kirk Cousins is a religious man, wife, boring, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry I keep saying boring. Boring to me. And so it is noon games. He's ready. He's going. He's ready for it because regimented times are very important to people like that. So they lost during the day. Don't care. And then the Clipper game. I'm just going to say one line. Nuara played 40 minutes. The guy who might not play in the playoffs played 40 minutes. Thanasis started the game. So that was a throwaway game for the Bucks against the Clippers. And then the one before that, because they were coming off a big win against the Brooklyn Nets in OT. Hard-fought game, but they came out on top. So I got a couple minutes left. Let's go through the East and let's see who am I scared about. The play-in teams, other than the Nets and the Hawks have been having a down year. I'm not worried about them. Something is off with that team. Same with the Nets. So this is where I can't believe Ben Simmons is on this team and he hasn't played. What the fuck is happening? Well, he's not going to play the play-in game. I doubt they're going to throw him in. He's just going to go in cold for the playoffs after like a year of not playing basketball. This Nets team is fucking weird. It's fucked. I'm not worried about them. And last Thursday, they got the OT win. That was in Brooklyn. That was Kyrie. Or what? No, maybe it wasn't. Sorry. Because Kyrie playing? Fucking whatever. They can beat the Nets, and the Nets are not as strong as they were last year, and they still lost to the Bucks in seven last year, and they're even worse. And I think the Bucks are a little better this year. So though Durant is scary, the Nets are not scary. So not worried about either of those. I'd even contend that the Bucks want to play the Nets. There's been this like, ooh, maybe they lose a game here, maybe they lose a game there, and then they can play this. Not Giannis and crew, baby. They want them. I guarantee you they want the Nets. That's what they did last year. Miami was staring into the face. The team that eliminated them the year prior. And the Bucks said, fucking, we don't fucking care, bro. Bring it on. And they beat them. So that's also seems to be Giannis's Milwaukee Bucks way is bring on the Nets. I'm sick of hearing about the fucking toe. Let's take care of them in five this year. So, moving along, the Bulls. We went over the Bulls. They seem to have their number. Toronto, meh. They got good pieces. They don't have a superstar. They don't even have anybody as good or better than Chris Middleton, let alone Giannis. So, meh there. Philly's going to be tough, but I think they fuck themselves two with the trade. I'm not scared of James Harden. I think Giannis has a personal vendetta against Joel Embiid. Wants to beat him every single time. So yes, they're a tough team, but they traded some key pieces away in that Harden trade as well. So they're not deep like they were before either. So Boston, no, they lost their center, and that brings us... I'm running out of time, so I'll talk about it more next week. But the fucking hated Miami Heat, as I said, beat us 2 years ago. We beat them. And I think it's time for a rubber match. That is my prediction for the Eastern Conference Finals will be Milwaukee and Miami. And I am very scared of Miami. That's my time, everybody. Just make sure that you
enjoy those games.